Grammar Girl here. Do you want to get ahead? One word? Or are you cooking an esoteric dish and want to get ahead? Two words. That one little space can make a big difference in meaning. Either you're moving past others in business, or you're purchasing a skull. When visiting South Korea years ago, our guest writer Bonnie Trenga saw a pile of pig heads for sale in the market and says that was a most interesting experience. Well, stay tuned to the end for a most interesting tip on how to remember when to use the space bar. When it comes to pairs, such as apart with no space and apart with a space, the spelling doesn't matter when you're talking. Both sound the same. When you write the words, however, you might forget to add a space, or you might add an unnecessary one. This problem crops up with all kinds of words, but in this episode, we're focusing on words that begin with the letter A. Here's a short list of pairs. Ahead and ahead. A light and a light. A buzz and a buzz. A part and a part. And lastly, a hold and a hold. As you can see from this list, the one-worders beginning with A can be various parts of speech. Ahead is an adverb, a light is a verb, and a buzz is an adjective. The two-worders, on the other hand, consist of an article, the word A, and a noun, light, buzz, part, and hold. True, these words can sometimes be verbs, but when something follows the article A, it's a noun. Unless something such as an adjective comes between the article and the noun, as in, a delicious cake. A is the article and cake is a noun with the adjective delicious in between them. So let's see these four pairs in action. The first two, a light and a light, and a buzz and a buzz, are the easy ones. You could say, that annoying bee wants to alight on my nose. This means the bee wants to land on your nose, and there's no space in a light. If you say, he turned on a light, with a space, that means he was no longer enveloped in darkness. In keeping with the B theme, here's our next example. I heard a buzz. A quick test for those listening. Is there a space or not? Well, yes, there is. A buzz with a space means a buzzing noise. A buzz with no space is an adjective that means alive with activity, as in, the room became a buzz when the grammarian entered. The other two pairs, apart and apart, and a hold and a hold, are a little tougher even for native English speakers. The one-worder, apart, is both an adverb and an adjective. You could say, he stood apart from the group, meaning he stood separately. In that sentence, apart is an adverb that describes where he stood. Apart can also be an adjective, as in, it's a world apart. As for the two words, apart, they mean various things, including a portion of a whole, as in, I am a part of this family, or a piece of equipment, as in, I need to buy a part so I can fix the dishwasher. The one-worder a hold often goes with the verb get and the preposition of, as in, get a hold of yourself. You could also say, I grabbed a hold of his arm, to mean I grasped his arm. Dictionary.com calls the word a hold informal, but it's been around since 1600 or 1610. As for the two words, a hold, you could say, he's got a hold on me, or I put a hold on that library book. So, how do you know when to put a space and when to leave one out? Well, the short answer is to check the dictionary multiple times per day, when you're in doubt. However, I promised you a quick and dirty tip, so here it is. Let's say you've written a word that starts with A, but you're unsure whether to use a space. Change a something to two somethings. If that makes sense, you need a space. So if your sentence is, I heard a buzz in my ear, change it to, I heard two buzzes in my ear. That makes sense, so you need a space in a buzz. How about this? I took apart the toy. It wouldn't make sense to write, I took two parts the toy. Therefore, no space. If that two somethings tip doesn't seem to work for your sentence, go straight to your dictionary. In summary, you may be amazed that one little space can trip you up, but now that you're aware of the potential problem, you'll be able to hunt down your mistakes and get ahead. One word, ahead, in the world. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll love my books, The Grammar Devotional and Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.